Is this Stephen?
This is Stephen. How you doing, sir?
How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing well. I couldn't be better.
Well, great. Greetings from Katy, Texas, man.
Well, I was standing. That's my hometown.
I knew that it was. So you were born here?
I was born in Houston at St. Joseph's Hospital, but within months, we moved out to Katy, and that's where I grew up.
Okay. Well, what school did you go to out here?
I started off at Cimarron, but I graduated from Maid Creek High School.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay.
In 1991? Cool, yes, sir.
91. Okay. And then, Steve, did you go into the service right after high school, or did you go? What did you do after high school?
I basically took 2 years off out of high school, and then I went to a junior college, Blinn Junior College.
Oh yeah, sure.
And I tried it for a semester. Yes, sir. And that's where I started my college career, and that's where I met my wife, Rebecca. And then we entered service. We entered the Army back in September 11th, 1996.
Oh. Wow. Okay. 9/11.
Yeah.
96. Okay, well, that's kind of a
exactly. Who was 9/11?
Okay. So did y'all both enter the Army then? Y'all joined up together, or?
Oh no. She's my spouse. She is the stay at home mom.
Okay.
Takes care of all the business.
Okay. So you.
She has the hard job.
Yeah, I know that she does, man.
I'm telling you, she does.
I tell you what. So do y'all have any kids?
Yes, we do. We have two. My eldest is, his name is Tyler, and he's autistic. He has Asperger's. And that's one of the big factors why she decided to give up her professional career and stay at home to help.
Well, sure.
He's highly functional. He's doing outstanding. So, I mean, great things are happening with him.
Cool. Okay.
And my youngest son is Logan. He's 14 years old.
Okay.
And he's out there. Go ahead.
How old is Tyler now?
He's 16.
16, okay. Yeah, I can understand why your wife would, because that takes a lot of energy to keep up with and
take care of the
silence.
You're telling me.
Oh boy.
Exactly.
Okay. So Stephen, where were you first stationed when after you joined?
Oh man, my first station. Well, believe it or not, the very first duty station. I went to Germany.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay. Well,
you know that's. Well, I'd ask my recruiter, you know, prior to enlisting, I was like, hey, so what's the chances I'll be going overseas, you know, for my first unit duty station? He's like, it's 10% max. I got my orders straight to Germany. And I mean, my wife was pregnant with my first son, you know, having complications, so she didn't get to come, you know, so
Oh, boy. Okay.
It was ironic.
Yes, I guess so. Okay. All right. And then, I guess you've been to other stations since then.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
I've been to a ton of stations.
Okay. Dick, can you kind of give me a rundown? Just, you don't have to name all of them. I guess, are they all over the globe or?
Most of them are back in the States as far as just my duty assignments. Germany was my first one overseas, and then I went to Fort Hood, Texas.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay.
And after Fort Hood, Texas, I went to, where did I go to after Fort Hood, Texas? After Texas, I went to, I went recruiting, I'm sorry. And that was the Houston Battalion.
Okay.
I was a recruiter in Texas.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
After recruiting, I went to Fort Polk, Louisiana. I was an observer controller there.
Okay. Sure.
And after that, that brings me to Fort Carson, Colorado.
Okay, Fort Carson, which is where you're currently stationed, is that right? Where your family
sir.
Is?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
And yes,
so,
it is. And,
go ahead.
No, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. So how long have you been now in Kuwait?
Currently in Kuwait, we've been here two months.
Okay, so not a long time. Okay.
No, sir, not yet.
Yeah. So what is your duties there, Stephen?
Well, my duties here, I'm a chief warrant officer too.
Okay.
CW2.
Uh-huh.
That's my rank. Basically, my title is Adam, ADAM, / BAE.
VAE?
And basically, that stands, BAE, Bravo, Alpha, Echo.
Oh, okay. Bravo, Alpha, Echo.
Adam, BAE, and then I'm the OIC out there. And what that stands for is the Air Defense, Airspace Management.
Air Defense, Air Station Management.
Airspace Management.
Uh-huh.
/ Brigade Aviation Element.
Wow. Okay, Brigade Aviation Element.
Yes, it's long. Officer in charge.
Okay. So that's why you guys use acronyms, I'm sure, right? Okay.
Oh, yes, sir, because it's even longer than that. I just gave you the short, dumbed-down version.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, man.
Well, that's what, I found out that I'm so used to it, I'm just talking to anybody back in the civilian sector, and they're just looking at me, and my wife looks, and she says, Steve, you just used 15 acronyms in one sentence. I'm like, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Of course, you guys is pretty, I mean, y'all know exactly what you're talking about there. So, okay. So, yes, sir.
We rolled off our tongues. Yes, sir. That's right.
So, Stephen, for the layperson, what is that? I mean, what are you actually doing over there? Are you checking out, I guess, all sorts of, I mean, are you checking the skies? Is that what you're doing to make sure they're?
Yes, sir. That's okay. What I do is my job is like trifold. Basically, I network, integrate, and maintain all the air defense and aviation equipment.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I provide an air. Yes, sir. And then I provide an air picture, like you were saying, checking out the airspace.
Uh-huh.
And and bottom line, we're basically like a FAA, if you will, as well as American Airlines. We get you there all over.
Okay, I got you, man. So,
in layman's terms, as you asked,
needless to say, your days are pretty full. I would think. I'm sure
Yes, sir. I bet. You better believe it.
Okay. So, let's see. Get my little thing. Okay. So, have you? So far, how has your experiences been over there? Has it been good, or are you guys always on? Kind of on alert? Are you nervous?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. This is, I've got to say, this is my most favorite deployment. This is the best deployment thus far in my career, and I've had 7 of them, so.
Wow, okay.
And, yes, sir. And I guess it just depends on what you're doing during each deployment as to how you like it in the op tempo, but.
Right.
It's definitely been a very good deployment, a learning experience.
Right. Which is as all
and,
of you,
as you know. Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So, Stephen, you're going to be there for what? Is your stint for a year? Is it 2 or?
No, sir. 9 months.
Oh, 9 months. Okay.
Yes, sir. That's currently what my order state. 9 months.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So you don't have too much longer. Then you can get back to Colorado and see your family again, so that's kind of, do y'all?
Anxiously await. Well, they're in Texas right now. They're right down the road from you, sir.
Oh, are they? Okay, cool, okay.
Yes, sir, they're staying out in Sealy, Texas, which is right next to Katy, Texas. Yes, sir.
Has she got family out there, or you, or friends?
She sure does. Yes, okay. She does. No,
well,
she's
cool.
Got, we have family all over Katy, Houston, Sealy, Brenham.
So, you got the area blanketed then. Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Yes, sir. Well, everything's big in Texas, so
yeah,
that doesn't start science.
I got you, man. Okay. So, do you, with the modern technology these days, now you can pretty much stay pretty close to your family these days, right? Because I guess, do y'all have Skype or anything like that, or
no, it's right. Interesting you say that because, you know, I've often compared my first deployment whenever I could send out maybe one email a month on dial-up speed internet and maybe make a call once a month. And now it's at the tip of our finger. I mean, the technology, like you said, is so great that it just makes life so much easier and better for the soldiers. I so wish we'd had this for all of our deployments because I have access, ready access to my family, night and day.
Sure.
So it definitely takes a lot of the pressures off.
That's good. That's a good thing, Steven.
Not to mention my kids are teenagers, so, now more than ever they need me. So.
Yeah, I'm telling you, good Lord. I can imagine. So Steven, I'm guessing that maybe that you weren't, when you were little, you didn't grow up and say you wanted to be a soldier, or did you?
No, that was probably one of the 3 things I wanted to do. I also wanted to be a fireman at the time, and that's what I was studying for. That, and so I was working towards my criminal justice degree.
Right.
And I went to go apply to Houston Fire Department. There was a 2-year wait. And I said, that's just 2 years too long.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, I approached my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. I said, hey, you know what? I said, I'm going to go ahead and fulfill one of my dreams, and I'm
right.
going to join the military.
Well, there you go.
And she was all for it. She was a little nervous because she'd never been outside of Sealy, Texas before.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, bless her heart.
Yeah.
That was
we took her all over the world, let me tell you.
Oh, boy. That was an eye-opener for her, I bet. Oh, boy. Okay.
Yes,
she,
sir.
She's been very supportive, which is, of course, is you've got to have a mate who's supportive when you're in the service. Or it doesn't work, so that's very good. Okay.
You know, the military has all the opportunities in the world for any scenario you can think of, whether it's financial problems, marital problems, you name it.
Yeah.
The military has it for free, and it applies to the soldiers. You have to go out and take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's exactly what we have done, you know, and the military has made our marriage even stronger, which is one of the key things. But that's not the case for everybody, so
right, sure.
I can't speak on everybody's behalf.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad it's worked out for you then. That's good. So.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, Steven, fireman was one, joining the service was the other. What was your third thing that you wanted to do? You said
a policeman. I want to be a policeman.
I got you. Okay. So all of these are more or less are serving your fellow man. Was that something that you grew up with, or
I will tell you that I don't know. I've been through many jobs prior to the military as a teenager, obviously,
uh-huh.
you know, in my youth, and
right.
I had a hard time with jobs, you know, because I would get bored just sitting at a desk or sitting here and it wasn't until I joined the military that I realized this was the happiest decision I ever made. And my wife
right.
will tell you, bar none. You know, I've been in 16 years, 7 months, and 14 days. And
wow.
I still love the military. There's no end right now to, you know, as to when I retire, even though I look at 20 just as the eye on the prize type deal. But,
right.
yeah, it's always something new. We're always doing different stuff daily. We're always learning and meeting new people, getting around, moving around the world, moving around the country. My kids are real diverse. You know, as well as coming
yeah.
over here, and then you meet all the different ethnicities, and you know, it's
sure
it's been a great experience.
That's great, Stephen. Have you joined up? But I guess before 9/11, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you notice a difference in the way that the public perceives you guys, like before and after? Was there a big difference? I kind of wondered about that maybe we were living.
No, there is.
Yeah, you know, like, but
I think the perception has changed since 9/11 of the public opinion. I do, and it's definitely not that it wasn't bad prior to. It was just more
right.
like, you know, kind of like the firemen before the Twin Towers. It was like, okay, well, we got firemen,
yeah,
you know, that work
right.
for our cities and stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Twin Towers went down. All of a sudden, now
yeah.
everybody wants to hug and kiss a fireman. Everybody wants
sure.
to, you know, bring them food. Everybody wants to recognize them. That's the way it's been the whole time since 9/11, so the support's been great.
That's
and,
great.
And I'm really glad about it because of, you know, just our past,
sure.
You know,
sure.
going even back to Vietnam and stuff, and we've yeah. corrected a lot of our wrongs, and just the support. There's care packages that flow in by the thousands. You know, my
yeah.
last deployment, I received over 1,000 care packages from people I didn't know, 1,000.
You're kidding me. Wow.
That I could pass, that I was passing out. Yes, they didn't know me from anybody, you
just,
know.
Just,
and,
wow, that's kind of neat. That's kind of
it was a lot of church organizations, but
yeah,
but I mean,
sure.
there was also just a lot of, you know, singles and doubles that came in from you know, just innocent
sure.
bystanders, civilians want to be patriotic, you know. And
that's
but
wonderful.
Yes, there's definitely, since 9/11, it's all changed. It's definitely put us in the limelight, if you will, and it's been in a positive manner. And with all the technology and stuff, I really believe the stigma that used to be tied in with the military back in the day is no longer
yeah.
there. Now people
sure.
actually go, wow,
yeah.
I would love to join the military. That is a professional, you know, a job, a
yeah.
profession that's honorable, that's noble, you know, just as much as working as a CEO of a company.
Sure. Exactly.
You know, and the pay, you know, all the pay is comparable, if not better in my eyes.
Yeah.
It's been a great deal.
Good deal. That's good. So what do you miss most about being over there, though? I mean, I'm guessing it's real hot out there and dusty. I'm guessing. I mean, I've never been to Kuwait, of course. So Of course, it's hot.
Well, you can Google Kuwait dust storms, sandstorms, and you'll see some nice, pretty pictures of what's in store.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I would have to say it does get really, really, really hot. I mean, super hot. And that's just, I've been to Kuwait before, just not here. I was in another location 15 years ago, and it got up to 140 with the wet bulb indicator. So I know we're in for hotter weather.
Lord.
But as far as we have everything we can need over here,
That's wonderful. Yeah.
I mean, it's all here.
That's good. That's wonderful. So if you've endured 140 degree heat, the 100 degree heat of Houston doesn't sound so bad then, I guess.
Oh no! And remember, this is just as humid as Houston. It's right off the water in Kuwait.
Oh,
so I mean,
oh jeez. Well, bless your heart, man.
That's right.
Okay.
No, hey. You get a good tan. How's that? You get a free tan.
You get a pretty good tan. Okay. That's wonderful. Well, okay, Stephen. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. And if you had anything to say to your friends and family over here, what would you say to them?
Prior to that, if I could add one extra thing in there. I know,
sure.
I talked to you about my son who's autistic, you know, which is one of the reasons why I volunteered to come on this deployment, because I was supposed to have gone overseas to Space Command, and I turned it down to do this deployment in honor of two people, and one was my son. Like I said, and it's just ironic that we're doing this interview in April, which is Autism Awareness Month. So that's one thing I'd say to all my friends out there and all my family is, hey, go out there and support an autism foundation of some kind, you know, because I'm pretty sure just about everybody knows somebody that knows somebody who has somebody that's autistic, you know.
Sure.
And my wife's second cousin out of Belleville, right down the road there, her name is Lindsay Mayer. She's 14 years old.
Uh-huh.
And she has a rare form of brain. She has a rare form of brain cancer.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And she just finished her last dose of chemotherapy.
Oh boy. Okay.
So we're at the really critical stage, and from what they say, she's doing good right now.
Good.
I brought a flag out here, United States flag. I've been carrying it around everywhere that I travel, and anytime that we have USO like bands and famous people come in, which is another great thing that we do out here, you know, I get them to sign all kinds of stuff for her, jerseys, and
that's nice.
And I just want to put that out there. That's another reason why I'm over here, is in honor of her and my son, you know. And it makes this deployment go by a lot easier, because I sit here and I think about, you know, all the Americans back in the States, the civilians are looking at us like, man, we're enduring all these hardships, and then I sit back and I look at them and I'm like, you know,
yeah,
they're enduring the hardships. You know, this is my job. This is what I do. This is what I love. So,
sure.
Well,
but I'll say a special prayer for both of them then, man.
I deeply appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I admire what you're doing, Stephen, and I appreciate you taking time out to talk with me, and I wish you luck on your remaining 7 months there, and hopefully it won't be long. You'll have a happy reunion with your family.
All right, when I come back, I'm going to come by and stop by and see you.
Hey, I wish you would, man. I really do. All right. Hey, I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great day, sir.
All right, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
You too.